Episode 142 of the Family Podcast Network. Hey, whatever you do, don't miss.
Welcome to the Family Podcast Network, where we help you work with your tough kids, and even those that aren't. Coming to you from Tuscola, Texas, home and headquarters of the Family Podcast Network, here's your host, Trey Gibson.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of the Family Podcast Network, helping you work with your tough kids, and even those that aren't. With a master's degree in counseling psychology and 6 years of showing parents how to de-stress parenting, I'm your host, Trey Gibson. The date today is August the 22nd. That is right, August double twos, 2012. Our topic for today is, I missed everything. Well, guys, I don't mean to leave you guys in like a state of mystery about what we're going to talk about today, but I want to get into this, and I want to hit it all at once. So before we jump into that very cryptic topic, let's go through our housekeeping real quick. If you want to get free updates on the episodes that I have put out, if you want to know what's going on, what episodes have been out, what have we talked about this week, then what you can do is sign up for our email notification that lets you know what's been going on. And if you go to the website at www.thefamilypodcastnetwork.com or familypodcastnetwork.com, either one of those, and on the right side, enter your name and email. You will get free updates of all of the things that I'm coming out with. Basically, you'll never miss an episode about what we're talking about. And at three times a week, a lot of people have found that to be very valuable. Guys, also, consider liking us on Facebook, sharing these episodes. These are the way that these things get around. And so if you get a chance, especially if you listen on Stitcher or something like that, I would be much obliged if you wouldn't mind jumping on the website and share these episodes, especially if it's one that really speaks to you. If there's something that you really feel like impacts you or is significant to you, just go and share that on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and all that other good junk. Guys, also, if you want to support the show at three dimes per episode, if you feel like you're getting 30 cents of episode out of what we're going through, consider becoming a member or a PTACker, and it helps keep this thing afloat, and it also helps us buy new tech and gear and all that other good jazz for the show, and so just consider doing that. I made a commitment a long time ago that I was going to keep this thing completely free and offer out the best content that I felt was available to be kind and to be helpful and a resource to people, and I believe that when you do that and you offer content that's good and it helps people and they experience results, then they find a desire and they want to help you and they want to support and sustain you. So anyway, that's how we do it. 30 cents an episode. If you feel like you're getting it, consider that. Guys, also, you can contact me if you have questions. Trey, what do I do? Trey, I'd love a podcast on this. If you have a question that you'd love to hear answered on the show, guys, consider contacting me. You can do it through email at treygibson@thefamilypodcastnetwork.com. You can leave an internet voicemail on the website if you have a microphone connected, or you can call me on the phone, 661-PARENT-0. Again, that's 661-PARENT-0. If you're listening to this on Stitch and you're like, man, oh gosh, I've been trying to remember to email Trey about this, you can also call me if you're in the middle of traffic or something like that, and shoot that over to me. And then last, if you want to enter in some messages on the little chat box, I am almost often checking those chats and that kind of thing as well. So with all of that said, we're going to get out of our housekeeping. We're going to move into a topic today that really was pretty heavy for me. And I'll be honest with you guys, the topic for today is I missed everything. And I was thinking this week a little bit about it, this last week, just about being present with our kids. And we had a special guest come on a few weeks ago, Dr. Peter Zafiridis. He's over at thehealthymind.com, and he mentioned something about whenever we're living life. He recommended that we really focus on living, and I quote, in the moment, in the here and now. And, you know, we were in the middle of talking about some other issues that we were going through, and I flagged it because it caught my interest. But, you know, we were in the middle of our interview, and so I flagged it for later analysis, and I do that quite frequently. I'll hear something, and it interests me, but right then is not the time to sit down and think about it. So I flag it, and then I think I'll come back to that. Well, I did that with this particular topic, and I kind of let it slide for quite a while. And this week, we were on Sunday, we were at church, and I was holding my three-month-old, and I can't believe she's almost 3 months old. That's so nuts. But she was just looking me in the eyes, you know, and she was smiling huge, just one of those big old giant, just those toothless grins, because she was just so happy to be looking at her daddy. And for that time, in that brief little moment, I realized that I was perfectly content right where I was. I don't mean this all, you know, out there or some kind of ethereal experience here. I don't mean it like that. I'm not even trying to make it like some kind of spiritual thing. It was just something about right there in that moment. You know, all the diaper changes. All the late night crying fits, the burp sessions, the puke that I get on me before I go to work. You know, all of it became absolutely worth it in that moment. In that moment, it wasn't like I forgot all those things. Like people will say, you know, oh, they look in their eyes and I just forget about all the bad stuff. It wasn't that at all. Those were ever more present on my mind, just as much as anything else. But I was sitting there looking in those little eyes of hers. I say that. It's actually, I think, if I'm not mistaken, the eyes are the one thing that actually don't grow on a person. They stay the same size. But as I was looking in her eyes, and she was looking into mine, all of those things were still there. But in that brief moment, I didn't care. They all became absolutely worth it. And I began thinking about how I can live so discontent at where my kids are at. And I can be so unhappy and so frustrated. I can get so upset with my kids' whininess or their distractibility or their grumpiness, especially late at night. I can get so, I guess I feel so put out with my kids' inability to bathe themselves sometimes. You know, I can find myself getting so irritated when I've got to get up from watching my wife and I show Falling Skies just to get up and have to wipe some kid's booty. Or I can feel that almost feelings of from times, and I don't want to make it sound like this is what I feel all the time, but there's just those moments that I'll get into where I come home after a long day and I feel so disparaged when immediately my kids express their desire to want to play with me right when I walk through the door. Or how about that incessant desire that my kids seem to have for water right after I've gotten them officially tucked in for bed. It's like all of a sudden the thirst monster attacks right as I've got them tucked in. And it's always right as I'm about to walk out the door and close it. Dad, have a drink of water. And I can just find myself being so discontent with all of these things. You know, you see, all these things will wind up irritate me. And they leave me kind of looking forward to that day. You know, I'm looking forward to that day where they're able to bathe themselves. I look forward to the day where they don't lose their distraction so easily. I look forward to the day whenever my kids will no longer ask me for water when the door closes. And I began to think about that. And, you know, there's that part of me that says, well, that's fair, Trey. That's fair. But you know what? When I lose those things, it takes me out of the now. And in that moment, I'm not living in the moment. I'm trying to force myself to live in the future. And it takes me away from enjoying my kids right where they are. For the better and the worse. For all the good things they do that just make me smile. And all those things that just make me want to donk them on the head. And I have to ask myself this question. Would I be willing to give up all of those good things just to get rid of all those things that frustrate and irritate me? And when I stop and I do a really honest assessment, the answer is no. I would be absolutely unwilling to give up those sweet little tender moments that in reality, they're only going to last during this life stage of their life. Would I give those things up just so I can deal with not having to wipe my littlest daughter's booty all the time? Would I give those things up just to get rid of the frustrating stuff? Honestly, and I mean that genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, I say no. No, I wouldn't. And it got me ruminating on the fact, thinking about the fact, that there are so many things out there that are ready to take us out of the now with our kids. Work stress. This one's been particularly relevant to me today. I've been very stressed out about work. There was a particular thing that happened today at my day job work that, you know, I handled it to the best of my ability, but it's out of my hands right now. But I know it's something that can put somebody else in a lot of stress, because in reality is if this doesn't get processed right, they won't get paid like they need to. And I know they're not a family that has a lot of income, very neat family. And so today when I came home, I was very preoccupied with that. When I was trying to work on these session notes, I was very preoccupied with that. And I found myself getting out of that moment to what I need to do tomorrow. Started getting out of my you know, what's going on right here and right now. I started moving away from the fact that my kids were desperately trying to get my attention. And I began to live outside of the now. Now, am I saying that you take light of this situation? No, I think it's a big deal. Am I saying that you don't ever plan for the future because you're out of the now? No, that's not what I'm saying at all. Plans are a good thing. As a matter of fact, I highly recommend that people establish plans. I've never been an exceptionally organized man until recently, and I have experienced such a freedom at taking the time to do things like to-do lists. So I highly recommend that people plan for things. But more often than not, so many times, we allow things like work stress and they take us out of the right now. You know, even Family Podcast Network. Tonight, I'm going to play you guys a movie clip today of something that's very relevant to this subject. But I was looking for that, and I got home, and I thought, man, I don't want to be up until super dog late tonight. So I thought, well, the kids are kind of distracted right now. I'll sit down, and I'll work on some Family Podcast stuff. So I went looking for this movie clip. Well, inevitably, like any time I sit down and start doing something, that is the instant where my kids go, oh, okay, all right, let's go get Dad's attention now. And they came into my recording studio. Oh, Dad, you know, I'm going to do this, you're going to do that. And I was doing one of those things where I was just sitting there, yeah, hang on, buddy. Yeah, let me finish this up real quick, okay? Yeah, hang on, sugar. Let me get this done. And I meant it. I really wasn't trying to blow them off. I just wanted to finish something up. And I found... I found this movie clip and I watched it. And I knew the clip I was looking for. And in this particular clip, what was happening was the dad was ignoring his kid's attempt to get his attention. And then I sat there and I thought, crap. The very thing that I am about to try to go sit down and teach people, I'm not practicing. The very thing that I was about to not condone, I'm doing. So I slapped that little pause button on that, and I got up, and I probably went and had some of the most fun 30 minutes with my kids, playing with a little Nerf rocket. It was so much fun. There's so many things that take us out of the now. Entertainment. I asked my wife, Corey, I said, you know, what do you think? You know, I'd shared with her some of these things that I was talking about what was taking me out of the moment. She goes, you know, I think a big one is entertainment and TV. when we're trying to watch our show or when we're trying to get in to do these different things and keep ourselves distracted by what's on TV. We're not anti-TV. We're not at all. But I think we allow our entertainment to get in our way. Also, selfishness, she said. I thought that was a really good one. I mean, in reality, that's why I started working on the Family Podcast Network stuff so early. It's because I didn't want to be up late tonight. I didn't want to be sleepy tomorrow. I wanted to get more rest. So I wanted to start early. And I thought she brought up a good point. A lot of times, one of the things that takes us out of the now is our selfish desire to focus on what we need instead of what others need. And then I was thinking about a word, that word discontent. I've said that a few times tonight. But just that basic lack of being content, happy, satisfied, right where we are with anything. We're always wishing if we just had a little bit more. And my wife, before I'd even had mentioned this to her, she said, you know what, and also the if-only syndrome. And that's kind of a phrasing that we use in our family. And we talk about if-only. The if-only syndrome says that if I only had this, then I'd be happy. If I only had just another $5,000 a year, then I'd be happy. If only we had a nicer, newer car, then we'd be happy. If only my kids didn't whine so much, then I'd be happy. And we call that the if-only syndrome. And the problem with the if-only syndrome is that it never gets satiated. Because the if-only says, if I can get to this, then I'll be happy. But then when you get there, the if-onlys start right back over. And my wife was mentioning that this if-only syndrome, this discontentedness, this inability to be happy and content right where we are in the moment is one of the primary things that takes us out of the now. Ultimately, when you really sum up all these things that we've talked about that take us out of the now with our kids, it ultimately occurs when we forget that parenting is not about us. Good parenting is not about what we get out of it as a parent. Good parenting is not about the joys and the happiness that we experience. Is that a byproduct? I hope so. That is what Family Podcast Network is designed to do, is to bring people to the place where they experience happiness and joy out of parenting their kids rather than stress. Or maybe I should say distress. Parenting is not about us. It's not about what we get out of it. The more that we make it about what we get out of it as parents, the more it seems to fail. But the more that we can realize that it is about growing and teaching our kids how to be adults, successful, healthy ones. The more that we recognize that it is about that, it seems as though we begin to live in the now. We begin to experience that joy and that happiness. There's a 2006 movie with Adam Sandler. This is that clip I was talking about. And a movie called Click. And, you know, there's a lot of funny parts in the show. I'm not necessarily condoning it as an upright, moral, upstanding movie for your family to go watch or anything like that. But there's kind of an overarching lesson in this that goes well beyond the humor or the crudity or whatever else in that show that you may see. But the overarching lesson seems to be the mentality of family first. Family first. And I think this is particularly relevant in our culture today, that emphasizes so many other things as being the top priority. Work, making money, having nice things. I mean, we push all these things as important. Work stress, websites to run. Our TV shows, We push all these things as being so important. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that they don't have their places. I'm not saying that watching something entertaining on TV is a bad thing. It can be very good for stress relief. The concern that I have with work is not necessarily a bad thing, because in its place it's also motivating, because I want to help this person get their stuff squared away. But when I allow it to rule me, and I'm not living in that moment, I'm not really in the room when my kids are there trying to get my attention, even if I'm looking at them in their little beautiful eyes, I'm not really there. It is in those moments that I'm not putting my family first. So I'm going to play you guys a little clip today. It's called the father clip, but there's this one particular scene, and I'm just going to set it up a little bit for you, where this is the point where he's fast-forwarded through all these years and all these things that he's missed, because the remote control that's fast-forwards him through his life has been kind of on autopilot and broken or whatever. And he wants to go back and see the last time he saw his father before he died. And he goes back, and his kid comes in, who's now a grown man, and he's trying to share with his dad all these ideas, and Adam Sandler's the dad, and he comes in, he's trying to do all these things, and the dad is so distracted. He's in his work, and then all of a sudden his father comes in and says, "Hey, why don't we go out tonight, us just us boys, and we'll have some fun," and all this other good stuff. And he's like, "Nah, Dad, I don't have time." And it's him in the future looking at himself being this jerk in the moment. And he's just yelling at himself, "You schmuck, look at him, pay attention to him." And it left me wondering, am I living that life that if I were to come back 30 years from now and see me sitting at this table, this desk in my studio, working on this, and my son trying to get my attention, would I call myself the schmuck? I'm sorry to get so worked up about this, but as you can see, this has been pretty heavy on my heart. So I'm going to play you guys this little clip right now.
It won't take you there.
Take me where?
To the moment he died. You weren't there.
Of course I wasn't. Can you take me to the last time I saw him, please?
Hey, Dad.
Sorry to bug you. Would you mind looking at my my shopping mall design again? This one is cheaper. But if you check this out, you'll see it has a much better natural flow.
Cheaper one. Like I said, now just let me do my email.
Yeah, you're right, Dad.
He ain't right. You're a schmuck. Better. Look at it.
Surprise.
Hey, Grandpa. Oh, my God.
When did you get so handsome? So, Michael, I had a wonderful idea. Your mother's playing canasta with her friends tonight. I thought, oh, what a great opportunity. You, me, and Ben should go and have a boys' night out.
Can't.
What do you mean you can't? You have to eat sometime. We could go. We could whistle at pretty girls.
I'm down for that.
See, he's down. I don't know what it means, but he's down.
Hey, please.
Don't give me that finger. I'll make you a deal. If you come, I'll show you the quarter trick.
Will you look at the man?
I'll tell you the secret.
No, Dad.
Don't you want to know
how I you do the stupid trick? I've always known. Can you let me do my work?
You've always known.
You're pathetic.
I'm so sorry I barged in. I love you, son.
See you later, Grandpa. I love you.
Dad. Bob. Bob.
Later in the movie, Michael, Adam Sandler's character, makes a comment that I missed everything. And it got me to thinking, will I feel this way? Will I be too busy fretting over work? Too caught up in running a website? Too laser focused on Battlestar Galactica or getting a nap? Will I be so busy that I'll miss that, which I can never get back? And I would die to do it all over again. I've decided that work can worry about itself. I've decided that podcasts can record themselves at 12 a.m., just like we're doing right now. I've decided that there's a pause button on my player for a reason. And as much as I chuckle at these things, I say it with a steely seriousness in my voice. I have to realize Anna will never be 6 again. Grant will not be 4 forever. Cora won't want to come sit in my lap for an entire movie at the age of 16 years old. And Charlotte won't stare into my eyes for 20 minutes straight for long. I've made my decision. I choose to live in the moment. Do you?
I didn't make 200, but I love you.